Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I step through the portal and realize I've made a huge mistake. I could be anywhere. Literally fucking anywhere at this point. And any time, or I believe any when, is the correct phrasing du jour. But my heart wanted to chase after Jake and save his ass without actually thinking about the trouble my delectable ass would be in. Now here we are. The first stop on our whirlwind tour of the entirety of the cosmos, from the Big Bang to the Big Crunch and everything in between. Around and around and around we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Nobody fucking knows. Or if we stop, for that matter. I hear music. Weird music. I've got lights of all colors and neon? Okay, that's a choice. An aesthetic, but I can dig it. I'm a fan of that whole culture? Fad? Craze? I don't know what the hell it was, really, but it was groovy. Not so much the clothes, but the feel of everything. Kind of Blade Runner, but way less bleak. The 80s? No? The 1980s. Only they didn't have space stations back then, and I know I'm in space right now because I can see a window, a so-called porthole on this space station where I can see ships flying around and robots, I guess, droids, whatever. A whole bunch of activity going on out there. And I'm in a bar? I can see a sign above a bunch of strangely shaped and colorful-looking bottles, in neon, of course, giving me the name of this fine establishment. At first, I can't believe my eyes. I literally rub them to clear them. Cafe 80s. As in that Cafe 80s? From Back to the Future 2? No fucking way. And then I see I misread the sign. The logo, I swear, is just like the one from the movie starring Michael J. Fox. Only with a whole colorful neon Tron vibe. Only it's not 80s. It's Cafe 2680s. Okay. Guess I'm in the 27th century? Okay, cool. That's fine. Totally fine. Good job I'm in a bar. I decided to lean into it. What other choice do I really have? I mosey on up to the bar. It's pretty quiet in here right now. A couple tables occupied, a few people on stools. I choose one at the end of the bar, hoping I can keep my distance from everything, a low profile. Within moments, a tall, broad, hirsute man with kind eyes and a warm smile is catching my attention.
Welcome to the Cafe 2680s, where it's always morning on Pseudopolis Station, even in the afternoon. Would you like to see our happy hour specials? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down those prices!
Well, that's too fucking much. I had a hunch with the sign, but now you're even quoting shit from the movie.
But can you guess the movie? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Are you kidding me? Back to the Future 2, of course. Though if it really is the 27th century, that flick sure has survived a long time.
And we have a winner, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. There is still hope for Pseudopolis.
With a higher percentage of population recognizing pop culture references, the overall population quality of life will improve. This is the path to the future. This validates my reason for existing. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
TED Talk? What the fuck is that?
Don't worry about it, my good friend, and you've earned yourself any item from this fine establishment on the house, gratis maximus.
Okay, you're not going to make me have a Pepsi free, are you?
I think I might be falling in love with you.
What?
Damn, you heard that right. That was meant to be inside my head. Sometimes my inner voice gets confused with my actual voice.
This isn't getting any better.
Nothing like an adult beverage to make things better. World weary, stumbling into a bar. You look like you're running down a drink.
Okie dokie, do you? You probably don't, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you by chance know how to make a Long Island iced tea?
What are you, madam? Certainly! Jolly good. Molly's fanciest pot of tea myself, you know.
Jeez. Thank God he's gone. He was getting to be a bit much. If I was Marty McFly, I'd say that things are getting pretty heavy. But I'm not, so I'm just gonna go with the flow. And that's when a cute brunette dressed in a very colorful uniform perches herself on the stool beside me. She's got two patches on the front of her uniform. One says, Pizza from the Stars. Oh, now that seems really familiar. And the other says, Ask me about Carloni's Pizza Cube. Okay, that just sounds weird. Oh, and now she's looking at me with a big frown on her forehead.
Are you about to hit me with a pickup line? Or just keep staring at my patches?
Oh, Jesus, I'm really sorry. I'm new here, and I've never really heard of a pizza cube before.
You should keep it that way. They are not good.
Then why are you advertising?
Because it's my job.
You deliver pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For Carloni's Pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun fact, he's Irish, which is just a whole bag of weirdness you do not want to get involved with.
Marisol, how wonderful to have you back at Cafe 2680s, and what might I procure for you this fine morning?
Oh, mi Dios. Barkeep, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Ah, but you know the familiar refrain of Cafe 2680s.
Just get me my usual. Pretty please.
Very well, very well.
His name is Barkeep?
Guessy. He's got the letter E swapped out for threes. He was built back when every robot had to have some gimmick in their name to sell well.
Here is your Long Island iced tea, as requested.
What is that?
It's a drink from where I come from.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Oh, most definitely.
Excelente, Barkeep. Change my order. I'll have what she's having.
And how exactly do I drink from this?
Not from around these parts, are you, pilgrim?
Barkeep, go get my drink. Now.
Swift exit, stage right.
This is Daiwa. Yeah, you just push your thumb here, and it pops the nozzle open, and... Salut!
Oh, right.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh, man.
Strong drink? ¿Tiene mucho alcohol?
It sure does, and that's a good thing. And here's our illustrious bartender.
Not a word from you. Add it to my tab. So, you're not a local to Pseudopolis, then?
Nope, definitely not. I'm from really far away.
Anywhere I know? I deliver to a lot of places. To galaxies far, far away.
Don't think so. Although pizza from the stars, that sounds really familiar to me. Is that another pizza delivery place you work for?
No, it's this app that anyone, literally anywhere, can order a pizza with and get it all paid for, and then I deliver it to them, wherever they are in the cosmos.
How do you get it there if it's like on the other side of the galaxy, or many light years away?
Well, I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
What?
sorry. Solo un chiste, just a joke. It's a trade secret of pizza from the stars. Can't tell you how it all works, because even though I wouldn't murder you, my bosses might. So, I'm not gonna tell you.
I'm a fan of that choice, too. You know, I think I might have used the app once, a while ago. You happen to remember a delivery for a guy named Jake Fisher in a place called Ostium?
Do you realize how many pizzas I deliver in a single day?
I know. Oh, that was fucking dumb of me. I'm sorry.
A hell of a lot. More than you can imagine. But I do actually remember that order. Jake Fisher, Ostium. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible. Did Jakey say something weird that stuck in your head? Was it because of the way he reacted when you said it was a Roanoke pizza? Damn, I wish I could have seen his face then.
He did kind of lose it for a bit when I told him that. But no, the reason I remember it so well is because it was my last delivery. I just got back from Ostium. And after the whole experience and how far I had to travel, I needed to reward myself with a... ¿Cómo se llama esto?
Long Island iced tea.
Right. I'm not gonna remember that. But it's good. Hell of a lot better than that pizza your boy Jake ordered. That's for sure.
That's the second pizza you've trash-talked. Is there any pizza you do like?
Nah, ni un poquito. Hate the stuff. Why?
Because you're... So you just delivered to Ostium?
Yeah, it was a real weird experience. I was banging on that door for eons until he answered the damn thing. I was about to kick it down. If he had esta mierda before I leave, he gives me something he called a tip.
How nice of him.
No, it wasn't. I can't do anything with this.
Dollar bills. Oh, yeah, I get that. Not much use for paper money in the 27th century.
No kidding. I didn't want to waste my breath telling him, so I just got out of there.
Is it okay if I have them?
Sure. I can't do anything with them. Consider payment for my new favorite drink, the Longland Spiced Tea.
Yeah, that's not actually what it's called.
I don't care. And the more I drink it, the less I care.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I've got to get going, actually. Got somewhere I need to be.
Really? Okay, está bien. You gonna finish your drink?
Nope, don't have time. You can have it if you'd like.
You don't need to tell me twice. Hasta luego. See you in another life.
You have no idea. Tell Barkeep goodbye for me. I hop off the stool and walk away from the bar. As soon as I picked up the American money from my world, even if it's from a time before mine, I feel myself being drawn, feeling a need to leave this place I'm in. This world. I follow my sense, letting it lead me to a door I hadn't noticed before. I look around, wondering if I should be more discreet, and decide I don't give a fuck. No one's going to see me again, so what does it matter? I walk up to the door, stare at it, waiting for it to open. Nothing happens. I feel my cheeks heat up and redden as the embarrassment spreads throughout my body. I see a panel and wave my hand in front of it. The door mercifully opens, and I step through and leave the world of Pseudopolis Station forever.
Welcome to Pseudopolis, a space station filled with people just trying to get through the workday without breaking anything important. Join an ensemble cast of characters as they overcome such classic sci-fi sitcom problems like forgetting one's keys on a spacewalk, cooking food with a rocket, and tracking down a missed connection in virtual reality. This is the sci-fi comedy sitcom in space we've all been waiting for. Hijinks will ensue, and on a station the size of Pseudopolis, it feels like just about anything can happen. This episode was originally written and recorded for International Podcast Month 2019. This episode was co-written by Elena Fernandez-Collins, Gavin Gaddis, and Alexi Talander. The part of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The part of Barkeep is performed by Gavin Gaddis. The part of Marisol is performed by Elena Fernandez-Collins. Sound design was done by Hale & Wilmette Podcasts. Check out more of their great work at haleandwilmettepodcast.com. The Ostium theme song was composed by Chris Fletcher. The music featured in this episode, all from the Free Music Archive, is Suchtrupp, Tanz der gelben Elefant, and Repeater Station by Lobo Loco. And Future Soundtrack by Adam Henry Garcia. For a link to a transcript of this episode, please check the show notes. We're all going through very hard times right now, and we wanted to thank you first for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope it provided a little merriment to your day. If you are perhaps interested in supporting the show, the best way to do that is through Patreon. Everything we make primarily goes to paying our actors for all the Ostium Network shows. We've got lots more shows planned, including an anthology series, and we want to be able to pay and support our actors. So if you can spare as little as $2 a month, that will go a long way, and also grant you access to a ton of bonus material. Just head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Our next episode arrives in 2 weeks.